public notice and part of the public hearing moving forward as well.
Okay. Then let's have that discussion too about potential alternatives for non-resident landowners, so.
If nothing else, at minimum, we can have it as an information item to at least start that discussion and talk about some thoughts and perspectives and ideas, if that fits your desire.
Sure.
Okay?
Okay, so let's go to the second petition.
Second petition again on number, page 11 in your booklet, from Mr. Hill from the Aberdeen area, asking for the retirement tag. Again, as we had discussions around this, one of the interesting things, we went back and tried to cross-reference and just pull out a few statistics of information that we have available from a landowner database and addresses, and cross-reference that to licenses from this last year. And just as a piece of information for you and your consideration of this, during the 2019 deer hunting seasons, we had a total of about 79,000 applications that came in. A little over 9,500 of them were from individuals that were 65 years of age or older. So we certainly have a lot of folks that are still very interested in deer hunting, obviously. Interesting enough, though, of those, a little over 7,100 were successful in drawing a tag in the drawing itself. So at about a 75% drawing success for those individuals. So I just wanted to share that data with you as well. You know, we're having all the R3 discussions and looking at recruitment, retention, reactivation stuff, and certainly this probably has a place in all that discussions. And I'm no doubt that this concept and many other concepts that have been talked about in the past when it comes to licensing, whether we're talking regardless what age, will be included in all those discussions moving forward. That all said, Mr. Chairman and members of the commission, when we look at this again, very similar to the discussion you just had, it's 500 licenses. We don't see it as a biological issue. It is, again, one of those social issues that you folks always have to tackle and wrangle with. And we look at this as being one of those, again, no biological impact. So we come forward with you as a neutral stance. If your desire is to move this forward, we would see the input, look at this closer. If there's anything else that raises any type of red flags or concerns, and would bring that forward to you at a later date if that is your desire to move it forward. But again, as a department right now, in the short time that we've had it, we would take a neutral stance on it, in particular as a social item for your consideration. So Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it over to you and the members to discuss.
Any questions, comments? Remind us, didn't we address something about, yeah, we've addressed 70 years old and elk and so, didn't we? I forget exactly though as I'm sitting here.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Tom Kirschman again, over the years you've had a couple of different conversations that have been not exactly like this, but there were some similar discussions around age, different requirements or some additional opportunities once you reach a certain age, and whether it's how the drawing structure is set up or some discussion with preference points and things like that. And to this point in time, we have not included those in any other types of structures or preference points in that, but you have had a couple of different discussions of similar type items brought forward to you in the past.
Well, same as before, we either need to accept it and move it forward or deny it and execute a resolution saying why. So somebody needs to make a motion. I can't. Mr. Locken.
Commissioner Locken here. I'm not ready to support this. I guess I would move to deny it at this point in time, maybe take another look at it another time.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Mr. Whitmire.
Yeah, I guess with the 75% success, even without this, I guess I'm not compelled to think that there's a special need to raise that for someone that's 65. I guess it seems to me that this should be fairly successful every other year at least.
All right, any other discussion? Questions, comments? Not all in favor of the motion to deny this petition, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Any opposed to that? Nope, so it's denied.
So, Mr. Chairman, we will, I'll say, frantically work on putting a resolution together so that you can take an action on this, hopefully yet today, while you have all commissioners here, and we'll use a couple of these speaking points that you just alluded to craft that resolution to provide those denial points, if that's good with you, and we'll try to have that taken care of today yet.
Okay, thank you. So now I think we're to move to the bounty program and the department's request or